This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the transformative role played by women in the journey towards a developed India, underlining the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Modi reaffirmed that in all sectors, including science, education, sports, startups, and the armed forces, women were excelling and inspiring several people. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, India's environmental journey stands out as a model of growth with sustainability guided by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. The country has embraced a development model that integrates environmental conservation with inclusive growth. Key initiatives like Namami Gange Mission, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan and Gobardhan Yojana have transformed river regeneration, sanitation and waste-to-energy efforts. Over 142 trees have been planted under citizen-driven campaigns like Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam and wildlife conservation flagship projects for tigers, lions and cheetahs have strengthened India's biodiversity. The Election Commission of India has responded to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's allegation, stating that he has criticized the booth-level agents and polling agents appointed by his own party in Maharashtra. The ECI said that as per instructions of the commission, the CCTV footages of polling stations can always be scrutinized by the competent High Court in any election petition. The ECI has questioned Rahul Gandhi's intentions behind seeking CCTV footage of polling stations which could invade voters' privacy. Arunachal Pradesh registered a remarkable 61.9% year-on-year growth in GST collections in May 2025, the highest among all Indian states. This surge reflects a strong economic momentum and a growing awareness and compliance among taxpayers in the region. Officials said the CGST Itanagar Commissionerate attributed this success to ongoing outreach initiatives jointly organized with the state GST department and local administration. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has urged the people of Arunachal Pradesh to take a stand against plastic pollution, emphasizing that the crisis is not just global but deeply local. From the mountains of Arunachal to the oceans beyond, single-use plastics are endangering biodiversity, polluting sacred rivers and seeping into our food chain. The Chief Minister said in a statement, highlighting Arunachal's rich ecological and cultural heritage, Khandu called for a return to sustainable practices rooted in tradition. In a land where nature is revered, we must lead by example by saying no to plastics and yes to sustainable alternatives like bamboo, leaves, and local e-crafts, he added. Braving rugged terrain, crossing streams and building massive log bridges, a 17-member team comprising staff of Diwan Valley District Administration and local community members successfully returned to Athunli on June 6 after delivering relief supplies to a stranded family in Mawali village. The family had been cut off since June 1. After the hanging bridge connecting the village was washed away by heavy rains. Indian astronauts Subhansu Shukla and three others are set to embark on Axiom Space's fourth human space flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Tuesday. They are likely to dock at the International Space Station on Wednesday at about 10 p.m. IST after nearly 28-hour journey. The Axiom 4 mission marks India's return to space after 41 years since Rakesh Sharma's historic space flight on board Russia's Soyuz mission in 1984. Akashvani is celebrating its 90th anniversary today. On this day in 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio. This landmark occasion marks a significant moment in the cultural, informational and broadcasting history of the country, the birth of a voice that would resonate through generations. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.